Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron Johns in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey, this is going to be kind of a slow week. We have knee-high little waves today with a couple lucky bigger sets now and again. Now, it's definitely rideable to better spots. I was watching a couple people catch a few waves there at the Cocoa Beach Pier, but like up at Jetty Park, it was kind of flat. Down at the inlet wasn't looking too good. Probably like New Smyrna Beach is going to be a good spot, but looks like it's going to come in about 7-8 seconds from the east-northeast. And the winds are going to be kind of gentle from the east-northeast today. They're going to pick up a little for the afternoon. Now tomorrow, surf is going to stay about the same. Coming in about 8 seconds from the east. Onshore winds, we're going to have things drop off a little bit as this week goes on because this little background bump is starting to kind of fade out. So kind of expect knee-high surf for the remainder of the work week. Now the weekend conditions are still kind of uncertain right now. It's kind of depending on the path that this little tropical wave is going to take. Currently, it's really hard to tell because like the GFS is saying it's going to kind of peter out. The Euro is saying it's going to strengthen a little bit, but it's not going to be really strong. And they're both kind of showing that it's going to stay off of the east coast of Florida. I think maybe the GFS is going a little south, but it's a little hard to tell with the GFS because it's falling apart on it. There's not really a good center to kind of track on that one. Now, the good news is these models are showing that there's not going to be really any kind of big impact on Florida. We might get a little rain like usual from these kind of fronts, but otherwise looks like it's going to mostly stay offshore, and the offshore part is only going to be like kind of winds in the 30 mile per hour range. So right now the National Hurricane Center is giving about a 50% chance of formation in the next 7 days, but we have a lot of Sahara dust in the air, really dry conditions. And then we have this Bermuda high just kind of sitting up there, keeping everything pushed down to the south. So, you know, not really a great chance for development, but we have really warm water too. So I'm not going to, you know, count anything out that starts to form in the Atlantic this year. So anyway, I'm going to keep an eye on that. I'll be back on Wednesday, let you guys know if anything changes. And until then, be sure to check the cams. It's going to be the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And thanks again for checking out. Surf Guru.